Welcome to the Faith and Life Advent Devotional Podcast Series featuring daily devotions from the book Living Every Day as Christmas Eve. You can find the book on Amazon.com or visit us at SchulteConsulting.com. You are important to us, and we'd love to hear from you about how this devotional podcast helped you grow deeper in your spiritual life. As you spend time listening, whether in individual devotion, in study with your small group, or in worship as a church body, think about your Christian life in a new way. A way that eagerly looks for the second coming of our Lord, like a child anticipating Christmas on Christmas Eve. Each scripture verse, read by Kimberly Poole, prayer by Jermaine Griffith, and devotion by me, John Schulte, has been selected with the hope that you will find a positive, practical Christian message that helps you in your living every day as Christmas Eve.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 18. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 through 37. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come, and will not delay.
One of the most famous opening statements in any novel is Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was the epic of belief, it was the epic of incredulity. It was the season of light, it was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope, it was the winter of despair. We had everything before us, we had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. All going direct the other way. Perhaps this opening has been quoted so frequently because it describes not only Dickens' time, but the whole human era. A time of two competing seasons, best and worst, wisdom and foolishness, belief and incredulity, light and darkness, hope and despair, heaven and hell. Long before Dickens, the Christians in the book of Hebrews were in a world of competing seasons as well. They enjoyed their life in Christ, but not the rising possibility of intense persecution. They seriously thought about dropping their outward identification with Christ. The letter was written basically to say what Isaiah had said centuries before: pay attention to your faith while living in these competing seasons. Today, we live in one of the best times in human history, and yet the antagonism of Christianity is growing. It would be easy to run away from our outward identification with Christ. Despite society's scorn for our faith, let's make the commitment in today's devotion to live confidently for Christ so that we can receive what He promised.
Lord, the pleasures of this world would seek to seduce us in 100 different ways every day. The secular world competes actively for our participation and complicity in behaviors that we know violate your moral law. But our eyes are on the things above. We understand the difference between the temporal and the eternal, and will neither deny our love of Christ nor be ashamed of our faith in Him. The world is no match for the believer's profound desire to be with you in paradise. With heartfelt gratitude, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Schulte Consulting Services, educational growth and business development.